Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with a high of 55. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 30. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Voter turnout for yesterday's midterm election was comfortably above average, according to Wayne County Clerk Lizanne Woodrow. With numbers mostly official at this point, just over 47% of registered voters in the county cast a vote, either yesterday or via an early ballot. That number actually comes in behind surrounding counties. Hamilton County paced the local area with a nearly 65% voter turnout. White County checked in with just over 58%, and Edwards County reported just under 56%. 55% of Clay County voters, 53% of Richland County voters, and 51% of Wabash County voters cast a ballot. More news next.
Little Giant Grocery Outlet is your hometown grocer. Quality goods, they serve their own families. Save this week on country-style ribs, only $1.19 a pound, and frozen boneless chicken breast, just 99 cents a pound. You'll also save now on Best Choice chili beans, 39 cents a can, and tomato juice, just 89 cents for the big 46-ounce can. Get Stokely's Pumpkin, now two 15-ounce cans for just a dollar. Your dollar buys more at your hometown proud Little Giant Grocery Outlet. Prices good through November 12th.
A funeral service is a public way to express private emotions and a time to affirm all a loved one meant to our lives. Let us help you create a funeral ceremony that's an affirmation of life. We offer a full range of services to meet every need. Talk to our caring counselors. No matter which service you choose, you can always count on sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
Nails Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
Hi, this is Heidi Atterbury with People's National Bank. Are you interested in reducing fraud and monitoring your spending anytime, anywhere? Would you like to get an alert when purchases are made or cash is withdrawn on your account? People's National Bank, powered by Visa, can help by customizing real-time text and email alerts to fit your needs. Register your Visa card at peoplesnationalbank.com or stop by your local branch today. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
In other news, 46-year-old Fairfield resident Thomas W. Kramer was arrested by Fairfield police yesterday afternoon on a charge of assault. According to police reports, officers were called to a residence in the 500 block of Laurel Street yesterday at about 1:48. The property owner had sent two men to retrieve items from the property, which is rented by Kramer. Kramer arrived on scene and reportedly threatened the two men with a knife, then fled the scene. Police located Kramer a short time later on North 1st Street, but the knife was not found. Kramer was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $170 bond. 20-year-old Fairfield resident Brylan C. Stevenson was arrested yesterday morning by Wayne County Sheriff's Department personnel on a Wayne County warrant for a petition to revoke probation on a charge of possession of meth. Stevenson was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $770 bond. 35-year-old Fairfield resident Edward A. Riley pleaded guilty to a count of battery last month in Wayne County Circuit Court. He was sentenced to and credited with 20 days served in the Wayne County Jail for the Class A misdemeanor. Two other counts against him were dismissed per his plea agreement, and Riley was also ordered to pay $627 in fines and court costs. A fifth and final defendant charged in an Illinois tax fraud scheme has been sentenced to more than 8 years behind bars. A statement yesterday from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Springfield said 44-year-old Clifton Ty Robinson was sentenced for fraud and aggravated identity theft convictions. Prosecutors say Robinson, of Chicago, was the leader of a scheme that claimed more than $1.8 million in refunds from false tax returns. Robinson and four co-conspirators were also ordered to pay $1.2 million in restitution to the IRS for hundreds of false income tax returns between 2012 and 2014. Robinson was convicted in May at a bench trial. He was sentenced last week, with the judge describing Robinson as the scheme's leader. The other defendants received sentences of between 1 year and 26 months. To celebrate Veterans Day this year, The Mount Carmel American Legion Post is planning an observance ceremony at the VFW building at 101 South Market Street in Mount Carmel. Due to Veterans Day falling on a Sunday, the ceremony will take place at 2 p.m. rather than at the customary time of 11 a.m. Following the observance, the VFW will serve refreshments for those in attendance. The public is invited to join in honoring our veterans, as well as those who are currently serving in our armed forces. The West Salem Grade School will be hosting a Fall Bash on Friday. The event will begin at 5 p.m. with a chili supper, and serving will run until 7. Following the supper, a dessert auction will take place in the school's gym at roughly 7:15. Proceeds from the supper and auction will benefit the West Salem PTO for the purchase of new playground equipment. Illinois has a new governor. J. Robert J.B. Pritzker beat incumbent Bruce Rauner by a wide margin in the state gubernatorial race. The Democrat heir to the Hyatt Hotel fortune is worth an estimated $3.2 billion. He self-funded his run for governor with $161 million of his own. In the other statewide races, the new attorney general is Democrat Kwame Raoul, who defeated Erica Harold with 55% of the vote. Secretary of State incumbent Jesse White won by a wide margin over Republican Jason Helland. Democrat Susana Mendoza won the comptroller's race over challenger Darlene Sanger. And incumbent Democratic Treasurer Mike Frericks won handily over opponent Jim Dodge. In the race for Illinois House District 109, Louisville Republican Darren Bailey beat Olney Democrat Cynthia Gibbon for his first election win. Bailey easily beat Gibbon with over 70% of the vote. Bailey is the owner of Bailey Family Farm near Xenia. He's a graduate of North Clay High School in Louisville and has served 17 years on the North Clay Unit 25 Board of Education in Louisville, also serving as president of the board for 12 of those years. Incumbent Republican Congressman John Shimkus, who has served in Congress since 1997, was easily reelected for another two-year term, beating Democratic rival Kevin Gaither for his 12th term. Shimkus serves the southeastern third of the state, including our entire listening area. All Wayne County office holders up for re-election were unopposed. Republican County Clerk Lizanne Woodrow, Democratic County Treasurer Donna Masterson, Sheriff Mike Everett, a Republican, and Republican Regional Superintendent of Schools Beth Reister were all voted to new terms. Eight Republicans were elected to terms unopposed on the Wayne County Board. Those winners include Gary Sloan, Robert Pierce, Shirley McDavid, Kelly Losey, Melissa Gardner, Amy Pollard, Bruce Reeves, and Royce Carter. In the race for 5th District Appellate Court Judge, David Overstreet, a Republican, beat Democrat Kevin Herner. And in a referendum vote involving the Lamard Township Fire Protection District, it was decided that the district will dissolve and be consolidated into the Fairfield Rural Fire Protection District by a vote of 337 to 216. And with a look at the results in Edwards County, our correspondent Mark Curtis reports.
This is Mark Curtis reporting from Election Central at the Edwards County Courthouse in Albion. The only contested race in Edwards County was the race for Edwards County Commissioner. Matthew R. Stettledger, the Republican, defeated the Democrat Seth A. Root. Stettledger received 1,623 votes to Seth Root's 803 votes. For the appellate judge race, David K. Overstreet received 1,941 votes to Kevin Herner's 389 votes. In the representative race, Darren Bailey defeated Cynthia Gibbon in Edwards County, 2,017 votes to Cynthia Gibbon's 416 votes. In the representative's race for Congress, John Shimkus received 1,997 votes compared to Kevin Gaither's 418 votes. And for governor in the state of Illinois, for Edwards County, Rauner received 1,743 votes compared to Pritzker's 452 votes. Reporting for the news leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
The city of Albion will be flushing water lines in the northwest part of the city, north of West Main Street and west of North 5th Street, today and tomorrow. The city will then move on to flush the lines around Wanboro Lake on Friday. Marty Reed, superintendent of the Albion Water Department, says affected residents should check for discolored water during these times before doing laundry. Fairfield Community High School will hold a Veterans Day program on Friday morning at 10 in the East Gymnasium. Doors will open at 9:30, and and the public is invited to attend free of charge. Representatives of the local VFW will present the flag, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, and then the FCHS Show Choir will perform the National Anthem. FCHS students that have enlisted with the National Guard or who will go into the military post-high school will then be introduced by Superintendent Jill Fulkerson for recognition. Guest speakers at the event will include Lieutenant Colonel Terry Prizer, who served in the United States Air Force for 20 years, and Amy Doty, who served as an Army Master Sergeant for 25 years. FCHS band member Brendan Kuntz will conclude the program with the playing of Taps. Once again, the program will begin at 10 in the FCHS East Gymnasium, and doors will open at 9:30. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Corey Ristvet has announced the ISP will be conducting an Alcohol Countermeasure Enforcement, or ACE, patrol in Wabash and Edwards counties during the month of November. ACE patrols allow state troopers to focus on preventing, detecting, and taking law enforcement action in response to violations associated with impaired driving and illegal transportation or consumption of alcohol or drugs. Police working the detail will be watchful for drivers who are operating vehicles in an unsafe manner, driving with a suspended or revoked license, transporting open alcoholic beverages, or driving under the influence. Alcohol and drug impairment is a factor in more than 30% of all fatal motor vehicle crashes in the state, and there is one alcohol-related traffic fatality every 53 minutes in the nation. The ACE program is designed to allow troopers to work even harder at removing DUI offenders from the roadways. Rainy weather slowed harvest progress a bit, as we hear in the weekly crop report. Kim Howard has the story.
Corn harvesting advanced just 4 points to 93% complete. 92% of soybeans have been harvested, says crop statistician Mark Scheusener.
Wheat planting moved forward by 11 points and reached 85% finished, compared to 88% normally. 66% of wheat acres have emerged. The condition of the winter wheat crop in Illinois was rated 9% very poor to poor, 27% fair, and 64% good to excellent, a little worse than 1 week ago.
89% of sorghum has been harvested, a little behind last year's pace and the five-year average. Average statewide topsoil moisture increased to 3% very short, 75% adequate, and 22% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
USDA Rural Development is promoting more than 40 different programs, and a special emphasis is being placed on expanding broadband in rural communities, says State Director Douglas Wilson.
So I think there's a lot of opportunity out here to not only help improve the quality of life for rural residents. I'm not even going to say communities, because farmers are rural residents. They don't live in a vacuum. They want good health and safety. They want good education. They want elements that give them business development. They want an environment that their kids will want to stay around. And it's not just about the farm. You know, the young folks, you know, they can't walk around if they don't have a signal or if they're not connected. And so the e-connectivity is an area that we're working with as well, that we're expanding broadband capabilities into healthcare and into education, and giving kids in rural school districts an opportunity to study the advanced classes before they head off to college.
Many of the USDA rural development programs deal with housing, infrastructure, business, and community facilities. Anyone interested in learning more about the programs is asked to visit www.rd.usda.gov/IL. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Get on target with Ultra Products. With over 47 years of experience as a full-line archery store, they have all your hunting needs, including bows by Elite, PSE, Bear, Diamond, and Onedia. Crossbows by Raven, Mission, Parker, Barnett, 10 Point, Horton, and Excalibur. Guns, ammo, tree stands, clothing, mug boots, and much more. Call them at 842-5796 or hunt for them 2 miles north of the Fairfield Huts, behind the White House with the white fence. Open 8:30 to 6 weekdays and 8 to 12 on Saturdays.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 53. Time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,027. That is up 392. NASDAQ is at 7,538, up 162 points. Taking a look at December crude oil, that's at $61.90, and that is down 31 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In Lakeland area deaths, 76-year-old West Salem resident Robert E. Rob Wilson died on Monday at 3:20 p.m. in the emergency room of Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Alney. He served in the 101st Airborne and Military Police for two tours in Vietnam, serving in the Army Security Agency. Rob Wilson is survived by his loving companion, Ruth Simon, two daughters, Jolene Markman of Albion and Tamara Rich of West Salem, three sons, David of Indianapolis, James of Parkersburg, and Melvin of West Salem, three foster children, Carol Murphy and Linda Murphy, both of Athens, Alabama, and Dan Murphy of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, nine grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Visitation for Rob Wilson will be held on Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. Funeral services will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the funeral home, with burial to follow in West Village Cemetery. Full military rites will be conducted at the graveside. Memorials may be made to the Albion American Legion Post 590, and envelopes will be available at the funeral home. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury & Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury & Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website asburyandassociates.com. Asbury & Associates, with four locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury & Associates. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits. WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today. Mostly sunny skies. We'll have a high today around 55. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 30, and then cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 50. Outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Cloudy on Friday, a high of 45 and low of 25. Sunny on Saturday, a high of 40 and low of 25. And then cloudy skies on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 45 with an overnight low of 30.